Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in, talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian Dan Cohen.
And I'm continually stunned by people's ignorance. Now, it's been a few weeks since I saw someone on social media say something as stupid as, but there's no money to be made in COVID, right? And I have seen this from this ultra-liberal socialist friend of mine arguing with someone else about COVID-19, essentially saying the reason that they haven't cured cancer or whatever is because there's money to be made in cancer versus COVID, where there's no money to be made in it.
Mm-hmm. They said the same thing about Bill Gates, by the way, that his investments in the pharmaceutical industry is all philanthropic. He's just doing it out of the goodness of his heart. And if you actually look at the increase in profits in recent years, it's like, no, he's making a lot of money off of this.
He is. And, you know, they say if you want to find out the truth about something, just follow the money.
Correct.
And the money trail here is so unbelievably clear. Pfizer, BioNTech, and I think that's the same company as Pfizer, I'm not entirely sure, and Moderna are making $1,000 in profit. That's profit. Every second, single second, these companies are making $1,000 in profit almost entirely from the COVID-19 vaccines. The companies have sold the vast majority of their doses to rich countries, leaving low-income nations without, said the People's Vaccine Alliance, because, I mean, if I had to choose between my customers and one of them was going to pay me $100 per dose or $3 per dose, it's a no-brainer that they're going to sell to Western countries rather than, you know, African countries that don't have as much money. The alliance, that's the People's Vaccine Alliance, estimates that the trio will make pre-tax profits of $34 billion this year between them. Okay, so it's not $1,000 for each company. It's between the three companies, which may be two companies.
Tough times.
I'm not sure.
I know, man.
It's going to be a while before they can afford that gold-plated bar by their pool or whatever. It works out to be over $1,000 a second, or $65,000 per minute, or $93 million per day, just in profits. It is obscene that just a few companies are making millions of dollars in profit every single hour, while just 2% of people in low-income countries have been fully vaccinated against coronavirus. Now, this is an article for someone who's in favor of the vaccines, evidently. I mean, they want more vaccine distribution. They just want them to be sent to other countries and not the United States. They don't see the fact that Pfizer and Moderna could make this amount of profits from the U.S. government as the issue.
Are you saying that this article is focused on redistributing or distributing in a better way to countries who can't get their hands on it, and at the same time complaining about how much money these companies are making?
Pretty much, yeah. They're saying they're being greedy and they don't have to make that much money in profit, but their desire to make that much money in profit is keeping them from selling to countries like Tanzania or whatever.
The doses that are going to these low profit these lower countries, they're still these companies are still making the money. Government is buying those doses and they're sending them out.
Yeah, but the government of I don't know, some poor country in South America can't pay nearly as much for a single dose of the vaccine as the American government can. And that was one of the things they're doing. Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, they're selling the vaccine at different rates to different countries based on how much money they can pay. So if a country in South America or South Africa can't pay as much, then they're not going to charge as much for the vaccine. And the United States government can pay quite a lot, so they charge quite a lot.
Yes.
And no one goes, okay, well, if you can sell the vaccine for 50 cents each and not operate at a loss because you're doing that to countries in Africa, then why is the American government paying $90 or whatever it is per vaccine?
Or why aren't these countries buying the Johnson & Johnson dose, which is much, much cheaper, and there's only one of them, if they really care that much?
There's only one of them now. I think there's a booster for the Johnson & Johnson, isn't there?
I don't know. I know the other two have their boosters are coming out as we speak.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson has been talking about a booster. I don't know if it's out or what the status of it was, but they definitely want to get their money. You know, they want to make some more money, too. You know, they feel like they're left out.
Yeah, absolutely. The poor guys.
You know, something they may not be taking into account here is that in some of these other countries, there's a high level of vaccine fear. A lot of people and what brought to mind was a story I'd read about the Philippines specifically, because I remember months ago seeing the Philippines had, like, you know, a less than 10% vaccination rate, and of course people like this are all in a tizzy about, my God, what can we do to give more vaccines to these poor people? Well, it's not that they're too poor necessarily. I mean, they certainly are more poor. It's just that these people have had a really bad experience in the past with government-mandated vaccines, and they remember that.
Yep, absolutely. These are the guinea pig countries. Whenever these big companies unleash a new vaccine, they test them on these low-income countries first.
And they
can remember the last time it happened.
They do the same thing here in the United States. They tend to test these things on low-income communities versus high-income communities. So currently, 98% of people in low-income countries have not been fully vaccinated. The three companies' actions are in contrast to AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, which provided their vaccines on a not-for-profit basis, though both have announced they foresee ending this arrangement in the future as the pandemic winds down. PVA, that's the People's Vaccine Alliance or whatever it was, said that despite receiving public funding of more than $8 billion, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna have refused calls to transfer vaccine technology to producers in low- and middle-income countries.
Well, now that's another argument, that they own the rights to these vaccines, and they're not willing to give them up and allow...
That who owns these rights?
Pfizer, Moderna... They own those vaccines. Those are their vaccines. This person is making the argument
that
because it was paid for by the people, it shouldn't be owned by these companies. It should be up in the air. It should be free to everyone. If you think about it,
the patents. Yes. Oh, I agree entirely. Well, intellectual property as a thing shouldn't exist.
Of course, if that happens, then we'll actually know what's in the vaccines, which we don't. We don't know all the components. It's secret.
And you can't sue them if it goes bad.
That's right.
In Moderna's case, this is despite explicit pressure from the White House and requests from the World Health Organization that the company collaborate in and help accelerate its plan to replicate the Moderna vaccine for wider production at its mRNA hub in South Africa. While Pfizer CEO has dismissed technology transfer as, quote, dangerous nonsense, which is basically giving the patent, as I understand it, to other companies and letting them make it, which has never really ended badly in the past. It's usually just bad for the company that owns the patent, right?
It's a great way to get cheaper medication from India.
Withholding that patent is how you end up with things like $800 EpiPens and stuff like that.
This is true.
The World Health Organization's decision to grant emergency use approval to the Indian-developed Covaxin, oh God, that's almost as bad as Comirnaty, earlier this month proves that developing countries have the capacity and expertise. So they miss the point here entirely. They point out how much money Pfizer, Moderna, and BioNTech are making from the COVID-19 vaccine, but they don't necessarily even see that as the issue.
Right.
The issue as they see it is that they're not selling these things to South Africa. No, the issue here is that the American government is transferring massive amounts of money to these companies.
The one argument that this article has really capitalized on is the idea that this is a public vaccine paid for by the public, It should be on an internet site somewhere. The recipe should be on a site somewhere so that everyone can see what's in it and that we can replicate it if we choose to do so. And any other country, too, by the way. Well, I don't. I guess you can make the argument that if all $8 billion of that came from us, the U.S. taxpayers, then maybe we'd want to keep it here in the States. But there are other countries who are investing, you know, as well.
There were, but I suspect the U.S. was investing more. I think the United Kingdom and Europe invested more in AstraZeneca, and the United States went with Pfizer and Moderna.
Put the recipe out there. I want to see it.
But they're not the only ones making money. Wall Street is poised to have the biggest bonus increases since the Great Recession amidst this pandemic. And I don't think that's a coincidence, but what about you? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. Talk about whatever is important to you. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian and Cody.
And I hope you're enjoying watching your effective wages actually decrease due to inflation and the increase in prices and the supply shortages and all of this other stuff that are driving prices up while your wages, a lot of people did see wage increases throughout the last year, but it's been completely wiped out by inflation and the corresponding increases in prices, almost by a ratio of 2-to-1 as far as the increases themselves go. Because Wall Street isn't doing that bad at all. They're set to see the biggest bonus increases since the Great Recession after a busy and profitable 2021.
Well, that might have something to do with the fact that the Federal Reserve, one of its jobs, apparently, is to pump up Wall Street in times of distress. So last year they were buying, stocks. As things were taking a tumble, the Federal Reserve came in and with freshly printed money used your value. They stole value from you by printing more money out, and then they bought these stocks to pump them up.
Now, wasn't there something about that last year that happened, like the Treasury Department itself started buying stocks and previously it hadn't been allowed to do that?
I don't remember. But it wouldn't surprise me.
I remember the Treasury started doing something that they weren't previously allowed to do, but I don't recall exactly what, and it sounds like it was probably that. Booming deal activity, a hot IPO market, and climbing equities, and I don't have any idea what any of that is, mean bankers and traders are in line for outsized performance-based compensations, no surprise for bankers, the report released Tuesday said, because They got rid of the fractional reserve requirement, which required banks to actually have some amount of money in order to loan it out. They got rid of that.
1-to-9 or 1-to-10 ratio or something like that. So yeah. They didn't have to have a whole lot before, but now that's all gone.
Which meant that basically if they wanted to loan someone $10,000, they had to actually have $1,000 in their account.
Something like that, yeah.
But now they don't have to do that. They can just loan out money that they don't actually have. So, of course, after a year of that, they're going to be making record profits and record everything. But the sharp rebound in business activity this year has translated to unprecedented workloads for Wall Street professionals, the poor guys, and a competitive job market as companies prepare to shell out a premium to retain top talent and grab new hires. Firms are very concerned about turnover, even though pay is going to be up significantly, said Johnson Associates Managing Director Alan Johnson. They use public data from banks and asset management firms, along with proprietary insights from clients, to calculate the projected year-end incentives on a headcount-adjusted basis.
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that means. And the article here didn't even try to explain the methodology. Some investment banks, including Goldman Sachs, disclose how much management has set aside for employee compensation in quarterly earnings reports. Overall bonuses for investment banking underwriters are forecast to jump 30% to 35% from the year prior. So that's bonuses for, I don't know what a banking underwriter even is.
I presume you get a bonus if you write more underwritings or something.
Yeah, the entire system they set up is just so confusing because none of us are completely ignorant when it comes to economics and banking, but I don't have any idea what any of these terms mean.
All I can hear is that they're all getting raises.
Yeah,
they're
and
I'm not. And I'm
really
not.
Good. I think that's the takeaway here, right, Aria? That
yes.
Wall Street's rolling in dough.
So who else is benefiting these days?
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, yep. obviously, as yep. we talked about in the last segment.
Politicians.
Anyone doing anything green?
Banks are definitely benefiting.
Yep.
The only people who aren't benefiting seem to be the people who got the vaccine. A lot of them are experiencing myocarditis and other side effects, blood clots, things like that.
You have athletes dropping like flies out there. It's just left and right. You see in these images and you see in this video of some soccer player running down the field, just dropping down dead.
There was an interesting video I saw, and I for whatever reason, I didn't mark it for show prep, I don't think. But it was of this doctor out in, like, Iowa who is fairly renowned. And he was saying that he's been seeing, like, shocking numbers of people coming in with all kinds of maladies, that, like, up 20x from what they would normally be. And he says that what these vaccines are actually doing is they're killing, I guess there's more than one type of T cell, apparently. Mm. So there's, like, the type of T cells that HIV/AIDS attacks, and then there's another type, and he's saying these vaccines take out this other type of T cells, which makes you more vulnerable to coming down with other problems.
Right. It's almost like it's ruining your immune system.
That's what he was suggesting.
Kicking it right in the teeth, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a T cell is, so I can't weigh in.
It's an immune system thing.
Okay.
But he was saying he's seeing 20x of some of these, you know, maladies amongst his clients or whatever. And
hey, keywords here. Experimental. This has not been tried before, and we already know that it doesn't work.
It doesn't seem to work, no.
It's supposedly all it's doing now is just keeping you from getting really sick.
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
But there doesn't seem to be any evidence of that at all.
Go talk to the people that died in the nursing home recently. What was it? 8 people passed away. Dozens, almost 90 people were infected with COVID. Of the 89 total infections, 87 of them were fully vaccinated in a nursing home, you know, where they have all these COVID protocols set up. Everybody's vaccinated, and they didn't survive it.
Is this just recent? Because this happened like six, 7 months ago. I think it was Norway.
It happens regularly.
The exact same thing happened. Like 80 out of, like 80 old dudes just dropped right after the vaccine. I think it was AstraZeneca. So this is a new case.
This is in the U.S. I don't know where Canaan is located, but I presume it's Connecticut because this is an NBC Connecticut story.
I think we have a Canaan here in New Hampshire, right?
It's one of those New England things. Everybody's got the same damn town names.
So 8 residents have died. 67 residents and 22 staff members ended up catching COVID-19 there sometime in the last month and a half. So it is current, right? 8 residents dying isn't as bad as it could be or isn't as bad as it was when the pandemic initially hit. Maybe the vaccine did keep them from dying, but it didn't keep those 8 people who died from dying.
No.
Well, it's almost a tenth of the people that came down with it.
It is. The state of public health said they're monitoring and providing on-site consultation at this facility. And, you know, they're reviewing their COVID protocols, and they're trying to keep everyone safe, but all of these vaccinated people, 8 of them just died.
You know, I feel so sorry. We've talked about, like, kids being forced to be in masks, and they obviously don't want it, and it's damaging them as far as it's hard to tell what sort of long-term destruction this is going to have on their ability to trust other humans. You know, you can't see people smiling. You don't know who's your friend and who's a foe or whatever, right? Like, there's all kinds of damage from, you know, not letting kids actually have human interactions.
And not to mention very young children, infants, who are actually learning. They're building neurons. They're developing neurons in those first couple of years based on facial expressions.
On the other side of this is the tragedy of the elderly that are stuck in these homes a lot. And their family have put them there for whatever reason.
And they're afraid to go see them.
Right. And so now they are in this insane COVID constant fear mode with these facilities. And I just can't even imagine living in a place like that.
It's a COVID asylum.
Yeah, it's insane. And yet your friends are still dropping dead on you.
Yeah, they only house 70 residents, and they had 67 people in 67 residents get COVID-19. Almost 100% of them, despite being fully vaccinated. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kenosha, Wisconsin is on edge as the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial deliberates. The jury started deliberating Tuesday morning and have asked for extra copies of the jury instructions. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday with the defense saying the 18-year-old was justified in the killing of two men and injuring a third during riots and protests in Kenosha last year. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley believes the prosecution is facing an uphill battle.
The problem is you make yourself an issue. That's what Binger has done. He has contradicted his statements so often, presented evidence that was not borne out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Democratic leaders expect to vote on President Biden's big social spending bill later this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Clean water, access to the internet, rebuilding bridges, and everything in this bill matters to individual lives of real people.
President Biden in Woodstock, New Hampshire, selling his big infrastructure bill that he signed on Monday. The $1.2 trillion bill covers extensive renovations of bridges, highways, rails, and ports. Amid global supply chain challenges, consumers are feeling a pinch in their wallets as prices at stores and gas stations continue to rise. This person telling Fox Business a lot of the decisions being made are affecting people in the Midwest and not people who are making the decisions.
A lot of decisions that are being made by the big cities and coasts and the small town mentality kind of gets ground out a little bit, but we hope that that voice can raise a little bit louder.
In financial news, a good day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 55 points to close at 36,142. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has finally launched this investor token worldwide, and it's available on not just one, but two exchanges. You can find it at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, and there all you need to sign up is an email address, which allows you to actually keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies and swap them out for Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. But if that's not your thing, you can also find it on, I believe it's Uniswap, correct?
That's right. Yeah, and the link is over at intercoin.org.
So you can find out all about that at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Now, we're talking about this nursing home here where 8 residents recently died. And I think there's a statement here that the media just sort of throws out there and doesn't really call attention to, but is really worth discussing. Never mind the fact that 67 residents, ultimately tested positive for COVID-19, and they only house 70 residents. So that 67 out of 70 residents got COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated and despite all of their little COVID protocols. The nursing and rehab center houses only 70 residents, and all 8 people who died had serious underlying health issues, which has been the case for everyone. Every single person, as I understand it, who has died from COVID-19 had serious underlying health issues. So if the vaccine doesn't keep alive the people who are vulnerable to COVID-19 because they have, quote, serious underlying health issues, then what is the point of vaccine?
If you didn't, if these folks didn't have the vaccine, they would have died harder.
They may have.
isn't it obvious the fact that they are suggesting that these individuals, these people, get the booster first? It's almost like I don't know. It's almost like they're trying to kill them. Old worthless eaters.
They did that in New York, though.
Very successfully.
That was Andrew Cuomo's whole thing, right?
15,000 at least. Bam, just like that.
I don't remember the details of what they did.
No more drag on the system anymore.
Did they transport people who were COVID positive into nursing homes? I don't remember.
Correct. They housed COVID patients of all sorts, whether they're straight off the street or wherever, and they housed them in these senior homes.
I thought it was something like that, but I was just going off memory, and I think, you know, when I have that idea, I'm like, it couldn't possibly be that horrible.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, the sex allegations came out. And I'm like, yeah, you guys are just trying to change the subject. This man just killed 15,000 people, and no one's talking about that, but they're talking about all these allegations.
Oh, yeah, you can't grab anybody's butt at work.
No.
Of the 89 total infections, 87 people were fully vaccinated. And despite being fully vaccinated, it didn't do anything to help those 8 people not be killed. They're working in a nursing home.
They want you to believe that it did. They want you to believe that there would have been 16 who would have died if they hadn't been vaccinated.
But I don't deal in the world of unprovable hypotheticals.
But that's all these people have. It's just pure belief. It is a religious belief, and this is their religious totem. This is their, yes, you know, their thing that they do to show how religious they are.
But by the way, you remember a year ago when we were talking about the all of these, what is it, up to 700,000 COVID deaths in the U.S. at least? And
I don't recall.
Probably less than 10% of that were actually just COVID related, yeah, and everything else was had other related or other unrelated incidents.
Well, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt on this, right? If you have serious underlying health issues, and you're going to die in the next 3 or 4 years probably because of these underlying health issues, but you get COVID-19 and that causes you to die faster, I'm willing to allow people to say that it was COVID-19 that
I'm not.
Them.
I think there needs to be a way to identify that there are other issues at hand, like you were a diabetic, or you had heart condition, or
yeah,
you
were a gunshot wound,
or you had a motorcycle accident.
See, those are distinctly different things. A gunshot wound, motorcycle accident.
But they still count them.
They're counting them.
I remember. Yeah, I mean, if you walk outside and you got hit by a bus at one point and they tested you afterward and found out you had COVID-19, they put you down as a COVID death.
But now that at least half the population are vaccinated, now there are underlying conditions. Now let's... vaccinated, but he also was at a heart condition. Let's not get crazy here. Colin Powell, he was old.
But that's what caused COVID to kill people from the beginning, whether they were vaccinated or not. Even before there was a vaccine, we've been saying here on the show that we're not worried about it because we don't have diabetes, we don't have these heart issues, we don't have high cholesterol or any of these other things that these people have that are causing them to die of COVID-19. Hmm. So why should we get vaccinated? And they say, oh, well, it's to help the people who have these serious underlying health issues.
That is a lie.
Not
die.
It's to prevent.
Ari,
it's to prevent you from getting grandma sick.
But
why do you hate? Why do you hate grandma?
And they got sick in a place where you know the COVID protocols are to the max.
Yeah,
right?
They're not even allowing visitors.
Right. These people at this nursing home, they have to, even if the doctors there don't agree with it, they have to go through all of these things because that's what their patients or that's what the customers want. They want their parents or their grandparents or whatever to be taken care of to the best of the facility's ability. So you know that they've got signs up about, oh, we clean every surface after every person passes through. We're double masking. You know they're doing it to the max. And it didn't help.
Did not help at all. 8 people still died.
And almost everyone got infected.
Yes, 87 people who were fully unvaccinated got COVID-19. Mm-hmm. The vaccine did nothing whatsoever to help these people.
Well, and now they're starting to say that, oh, the vaccine isn't that effective anymore. You have to get boosters, and we're going to have to keep getting boosters. And now there are headlines as well out of the U.S. and the U.K. Where the Biden administration is now talking about having an expansion of boosters to all adults. And in the U.K., they're saying that not only are they, you know, pushing the booster, but they are also no longer going to consider people to be fully vaccinated unless they have a booster.
That's the ticket. That's why there's more slots on that vaccine card of yours.
That's why there always were, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was inevitable. Anyone who knew anything about COVID-19, like us here on Free Talk Live, we pointed out.
It's coronavirus.
You can't have a permanent vaccine against something that evolves as quickly as a coronavirus. And they're like, no, we developed this new technology that will allow us to have a vaccine against it. And I was like, wow, that's actually amazing. I don't trust it.
It's very interesting that you guys have been working on a vaccine for the common cold for decades, and then all of a sudden you're able to do it in 6 months? That's very nice.
Well, I was willing to accept the argument that it's because COVID-19 has these spike proteins around it, and that they were able to develop this new vaccine that programmed your skills to go after those spike proteins. I'm willing to accept that. But if that's the case, why does it wane over time? If your body's been programmed to attack these particular cells like you have with an immune system, why is that waning over time? Except that it's not any more effective than trying to vaccine against the common cold, and as a result of that, you have to get a booster shot, I expected, every 45 days.
And why is this, and is this a different recipe? Or is this the exact same shot? Had they changed their technology in the last 6 months? Because if the vaccine isn't working, obviously that means your spike proteins that you're talking about have evolved. They're different. And they're not being identified any longer. So now you need a new, the booster can't be the same thing. It has to be some new technology.
I think it's the same thing. And as far as I can tell, the spike proteins themselves haven't changed and they're still on COVID-19. And that was the whole point of it. It's like, look, it doesn't matter how COVID-19 evolves. As long as it still has these spike proteins, your body will still know how to go after it and destroy it. And it still has all of the strains, as far as I'm aware, still have the spike proteins. The efficacy of the vaccines wanes over time for whatever reason. They haven't come up with any sort of explanation about why it's only, 42% effective after 6 months. And the reason that it's not, I would say, is obvious. It's because it's a common cold, and they thought they had a vaccine against that, and then realized that they didn't.
Well, I know that COVID might cause some discomfort. It might be a little unfun for a short while, like most flus are. But I'm pretty sure COVID's not going to give me myocarditis at any point.
You're absolutely right.
Actually, I have a little article dealing with just that data, just those facts. Are you more likely to get myocarditis from COVID-19 or from the vaccine?
I think there's an obvious answer to that. But let's get into that. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us at 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. Dan
Cronin. And we've been talking about myocarditis, so I was curious, what exactly is myocarditis? Because it's been thrown a lot. It's been a term that's been thrown around a lot lately, mm-hmm. especially as kids start getting the COVID-19 vaccine, and it turns out it causes myocarditis in kids, evidently, more often in males than females. Some of them have admitted it. One of these European countries isn't allowing one particular vaccine because of its tendency to cause myocarditis in kids. I don't remember the details about it other than that. So it's an inflammation of the heart muscles, which corresponds to what we know of the COVID-19 vaccine. It causes your blood to produce these spike proteins, which are spiky. Now, blood cells are supposed to be round and smooth so that they don't, you know, jam into each other while they pass through your body. The issue with the COVID-19 vaccines is that your body begins producing these spiky things that can cause blood clots because they're no longer round and smooth. They have all of these little jagged spikes that keep getting caught in each other. You get a blood clot, or you get myocarditis. That's at least how Nikki explains it. It makes perfect sense to me. It's very similar to what happens with sickle cell anemia, which are misshapen shells that end up clotting within one's bloodstream, and it's very painful. So, Conan, you have something about myocarditis and
just some of the numbers and actually talking about what it is, how you get it. This from advisory.com. I think they're pretty pro pharma. But I think that they're...
I mean, who isn't?
They're pretty fair in their numbers here.
The only people who aren't pro-pharma at this point are the hosts of Free Talk Live.
This is true. This is why we're getting kicked off of these. This is why YouTube doesn't like us.
Everyone else is 100% team pharma at this point, even though in 2017 they knew.
You mean everyone else on the radio or something?
I just mean in general. I mean, there are other
plenty
people
in the Liberty Movement that are on our side.
Sure. I don't mean to suggest that literally every single person out there, but the vast majority of people are now on the side of Big Pharma. Despite in 2017 knowing that Big Pharma was corrupt and that the FDA was corrupt, criticizing Trump for repealing some of the FDA regulations that was causing approvals to be slowed, suddenly they're all in favor of pharmaceutical companies rushing out drugs without any testing, without any checks and balances, just because they're desperate.
That's right.
To feel safe.
But that was in the past, Arya. This is a new year. This is a new bright future, and they would never do that.
No, oh, it's a brave new world indeed out there, man.
It. Research has found that children are at an elevated risk of developing myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle, after receiving an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. But experts say the risk is small and the condition is temporary. And the risk of COVID-19 damaging the heart is much bigger.
It's not temporary if it kills them. And how small does the risk have to be to make it worth it? The risk of COVID-19 is negligible to kids
of even getting it.
It doesn't exist for them, basically.
Yeah, I mean, what is the actual number of 5 to 12-year-olds who have died from COVID-19?
I have that number in here somewhere. All right, I have so many articles open, I don't know if it's in this particular article, but I'll be able to find that. I think it's like 600.
And that's...
I can't believe there's that many.
It does seem kind of high.
Myocarditis usually comes from an infection from either a virus or bacteria and causes symptoms like shortness of breath, rapid or irregular heartbeat, or chest pain, the New York Times reports. Each year, about 10 to 20 people out of every 100,000 develop the condition. Research suggests that myocarditis can be a rare side effect of vaccinations against COVID-19. Current trends suggest the chances of developing myocarditis are highest among the second dose of mRNA vaccine in male patients ages 16 to 29.
And yet they're still giving it to male patients ages 16 to 29.
Yep. As there are roughly 11 cases for every 100,000 vaccinated males in this age group. One study from the Kaiser Permanente.
So as many as the general population has throughout an entire year, basically, is how many 16 to 29-year-old males are getting myocarditis as a result of the COVID-19 vaccine.
In previous years, they're reporting 10 to 20 people get this at every 100,000. 11 of those this year.
All age ranges and all sexes.
Correct. 11 of those are going to be young males. One study found that participants aged 12 to 39 who were vaccinated with Pfizer vaccine had a 19 times higher risk of myocarditis than the general population. Participants aged 18 to 39 who were vaccinated with the Moderna vaccine had a 37 times higher risk of the condition.
That might explain why that doctor in Iowa is seeing 20 times the number of patients than he normally sees.
The rate after Moderna is objectively higher than the rate after Pfizer, said Nicola Klein.
See, I thought it was bad when you said 19X, and then you said 37X.
Moderna, yeah, and they've been trying to throw them off the bus since day one.
But both of them are terrible. 19, it increases your chance of getting myocarditis by 19 times.
It's almost like it's, I don't know, it's almost like it's not worth it.
It can't possibly be worth it for someone who's 18, I think you said 18 to 29 years old, young, healthy male, not likely to die from COVID-19. And as I understand it, the numbers are even worse for kids who are ages 5 to 17.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the defending, of course, because they're gonna go that route.
Oh, it turns out myocarditis, it's good for you.
They haven't said that yet, but no, it's coming. I mean, inflation's good for you.
I mean, yes, right? If you have myocarditis, that you're not out there exercising because your chest hurts, you have shortness of breath, so you're just sitting at home and you're not spreading COVID-19.
You know, here's the meme that's coming.
It's good for us.
Because you've already seen this news report. Chronic marijuana usage is causing this issue.
What issue?
And who smokes the most marijuana? Young men.
So they're putting this out there. There are headlines about this where they're saying, oh, well, marijuana's causing these problems. That's what the issue is. It doesn't have anything to do with the vaccine.
You'll be looking for this in the next couple of, in the next week. It's gonna hit the fan.
29-year-old males have been smoking pot for 30
Decades.
Years.
Decades.
And all of a sudden, and we've had football players, soccer players, forever. And all of a sudden, what, they're just having heart attacks on the field all of a sudden? Why has this never been seen?
Mm-hmm.
While those numbers may sound high,
oh,
said
that
James.
New marijuana?
It's the new stuff.
Yeah.
It's the lab-made stuff.
Ridiculous.
While those numbers may sound high, said James DeLomas, a cardiologist at the University of Texas, it's important to remember that the absolute numbers are small. I think, did I skip something? 30 times a small number is still a small number, he said. The math still favors vaccination in adolescents and children.
I don't think that it does. And I mean, even if it does, that's a risk for the individual to take, right? So he says that, you know, it's a small number of people who get myocarditis within a given year, but at the same time, a 19 times increase is not inconsequential.
Yeah, the math says COVID isn't deadly for 98 or something, you know, percent. It's not certainly not deadly for younger people. And as long as you're not super obese and having serious, you know, health issues, you're probably going to be just fine. That's what the math says. And why anybody's freaking out about this, I just don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. It's pure propaganda. It's just politicians lying to you like they always have in tandem with the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, this is what's been the case for years now.
All right, here are the deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 657 children have died from COVID-19.
And we know that that's also going to include all the kids that, like,
died conditions.
From whatever other issues, right?
Obesity.
So what's
that's still fewer than 700 in the last almost 2 years.
Oh, by the way, kids are fatter now than they've ever been.
Oh, you better believe it, especially after the lockdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, because
they're doing twice the screen time, too, as we learned last night.
They're doing more than twice the screen time because the article that we talked about didn't include schoolwork.
Right.
Which is screen time.
So 657 have actually died.
That's fewer than one per day.
And at least 5,200 children have developed multi-system inflammatory syndrome following their coronavirus infection.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard this.
It sounds scary. But how many, what was the number?
5,200.
That's still really, really low.
Well,
I mean, versus the 7-8 billion people on the planet.
The argument here is the 10 to 20 who are actually developing this situation is a lot lower than the 5,200 who had COVID. That's the argument they're going to make.
Okay.
So get the shot.
No.
I don't know that I agree because I don't know what the risks are of having what the inflammatory nervous system or whatever it was you said versus the risk of them getting myocarditis. Which one of them is deadly or which one of them is going to be a more long-term problem for them?
Exactly. And you know what? Pfizer just came out. Guess what they said? It's going to take us 5 years. We're going to have to do a 5-year study to figure out the long-term effects of myocarditis on vaccinated children.
I got news for people. They're doing that study right now. You are the experiment. You are the study. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.